What are your thoughts on the adjustments you guys made and how Tom played?
I think it got better as the game went along, but it wasn't good enough. So we got to coach. We got to play better.
In terms of how Tom did at the end there, did you feel like he was starting to knock off some rust and play a little better?
Yeah, I mean, we got a drive there at the end, and we got got enough opportunities and just couldn't put it in. You know, we called every low red area play we have and just couldn't get it done. So got to go back to the drawing board.
What did you see on the play where, whether he was tagged or not, whether Kareem's play on T.Y. Hilton?
Yeah, I guess he didn't. Nobody touched him, so.
Bill, after you guys played so well in Seattle last week, obviously you lost to Sean this week. How disappointing is it to all of a sudden be 3-5 after everything this team had been building the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's definitely disappointing, but we got 8 games left and we got to get back to work tomorrow.
You played Davenport at tackle a lot today. Your thoughts are kind of making that change. Are you trying to get him kind of ready?
Look, I think he's ready to play. Clarkey was a little bit banged up. We gave Davenport an opportunity, and we'll see how it went on film. But that's something that we wanted to do, and like I said, we'll see how it went. We have to look at the film before we make a judgment on how it went.
You were trying to establish the run a lot with Deontay Foreman, with some success. Just your thoughts on how things were going?
Not enough. We just didn't run the ball well enough. I'm always going to try to establish the run. I mean, if you go to if you think you're going to throw it 60 times a game, I mean, you got no shot. So. Always going to try to stay balanced, and our defense kept us in the game. They did a good job. Special teams did a good job, but we just, it was just not very good offensively.
The speed of Hilton, and he's been doing this for years, but just how tough is that to stop?
Yeah, he's a great player. He's got great speed. He's a go-to guy. He's made a lot of plays for a lot of years for them. He's a great player.
Bill, and you guys scored in the fourth quarter in the two late touchdowns, but what do you think were the general offensive struggles in those first three quarters to really get it going and get some rhythm going offensively?
I mean, I don't know. We're just going to have to look at the tape. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, we just, it's just a combination of a lot of things. The ball's got to come out. The guys got to coach better. Everybody's got to do a better job.
On the scoop and score for Lamar Houston, I mean, that's an opportunistic play, but it seems like he's been a guy on defense who's – you guys signed him. He's stepped in and played well. What have you seen from Lamar?
Yeah, he's done a good job since he's gotten here. He's a fun guy, great guy to coach, practices hard, prepares hard, and he made several nice plays today. He's been a good addition to our team, no doubt about it.
It seemed like on the final drive today and in some – 2-minute drill, fourth quarter comeback type situations. It seemed as if Tom didn't necessarily have urgency at the line of scrimmage. There was a play, the game clock's just running down. Is that something that you feel like Tom maybe can improve upon just quickly at the line
of
scrimmage?
Yeah, we had one timeout left in the game, so there's no doubt everybody's got to be faster. Get the call in as fast as we can, and we got to get lined up faster. But, it's, again, like I always say, I have to coach better. It starts with me, goes from there. But, in that situation, you're saving that timeout for a key fourth down call. That's what you're saving the timeout for. So I really don't want to hear any BS about clock management. I really don't want to hear it this week. He tried to do the best he could. We got lined up as fast as we could. We practiced 2-minute every week, and we just didn't get it done.